One of the most powerful men at the University of Michigan was fired earlier this year under a vague cloud of sexual misconduct allegations. Martin Filbert was the school's provost, and his abrupt departure left a lot of questions. Now several women are speaking out for the first time, including one who says her experiences with Filbert drove her out of the work she loved. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells reports.
Emily Renda says it started in 2012. She was in her 20s. She'd recently gotten her master's, and she's working at her alma mater, the School of Public Health at the University of Michigan. And she loves her job, loves that it manages to combine public health and working with students. But at the time, she says her ex-boyfriend is stalking her. He's showing up at her house and at work. And so one day her boss, Martin Filbert, starts offering to drive her home.
If I was, you know, working late or working at the end of the day, he would pop in and say, "Hey, I know you're on my way home. Can I just give you a ride home? That would make me feel better knowing that you're safe and that you got home safely."
Back then in 2012, Martin Filbert is the dean of the School of Public Health. He's tall, he's handsome, he's a rock star in his field. Filbert has degrees from Cambridge and London, more than 150 publications to his name. Here he is in a video from the National Institutes of Health talking about being on the board that decides which grants to approve.
The major hook, frankly, is the way it's presented. How clear is the language? How well do the ideas follow one from another? The second, and perhaps more important, is what is the quality of the idea?
But here's something that Filbert did not have on his resume. By 2012, he had also been reported at least twice for sexual misconduct at the university. We talked to two women who reported him. Neither have spoken publicly before, and their stories are similar. They both worked for Filbert, and they say Filbert would touch them and make sexual comments to them. They both reported it, one in 2005, the other in 2010, and they both say they worried that they would lose their jobs if Filbert found out that they had complained. So after reporting the harassment, they decided not to take things further. Meanwhile, Filbert keeps getting promoted. And by 2012, he is dean and asking Emily Renda to drinks to talk about her career.
That conversation would oftentimes turn to more personal matters about, you know, my relationship history, my sexuality, things along those lines. And he would share in kind as well.
Filbert would tell her a lot of details about his loveless marriage, Renda says. And meanwhile, her career is taking off. She's promoted to director of student life, which means that she's working even more closely with Filbert. And then one day on the couch in his office, Filbert tells her he's in love with her.
And I made him feel things that he hadn't felt in years, if ever, in his life. And I believed that. This was someone that I completely admired. I mean, everybody loved this man.
They begin an affair, Brenda says. Filbert tells her he has never done anything like this before. But there are red flags that he's lying, she says, like the fact that his wife is tracking his text messages. And after 6 months, Filbert breaks it off. Renda says that she was actually relieved, that she realized she wanted a real relationship, start seeing somebody else. And that is when Filbert tries to restart the affair.
And he came into my office and hugged me for a very long time and then started to put his hands down my pants. And I was like, whoa, what are you doing? You know, I thought you said that this was over. We're not doing this anymore.
Renda says this actually happened several times, that Filbert would approach her at work, touch her, tell her he loved her, he needed her, and she would say no. Their work relationship starts changing around then too, she says. Filbert is cold and curt. He tells her she can lead this big project and then suddenly gives it to somebody else. She starts trying to avoid him, ducking into other offices whenever she sees him coming. And she says she starts having these panic attacks.
And I would cry for hours before work. I would just call my mom sobbing. And it would take me just hours to pull myself together.
So at the end of the school year in 2016, Renda decides to leave the University of Michigan.
I felt like a complete professional and moral failure. I felt like I had engaged in an affair with a married man who was also my boss, and that I ruined my career.
After she left, Filbert told a senior staff member that Renda had mental health issues, that she was suicidal, and that he had been mentoring her through a tough time. Renda, meanwhile, moves to California. She bounces around several jobs. She now works in tech. And every time she thinks about applying for a new job in public health, she freezes. She literally cannot finish typing the application, she says.
I can imagine, you know, taking a job in public health and somebody saying, oh, you were at Michigan, you know, do you know Martin Filbert? Wow, he's fantastic. What an amazing person he is.
Then in 2017, the year after Renda leaves, Filbert is named the provost of the University of Michigan. Until this year, when Filbert's career comes to an abrupt end.
Out of Ann Arbor, where one of the University of Michigan's top leaders has been accused of sexual misconduct. Good evening, I'm Alan Campbell.
And I'm Heather Catalo.
Renda watches all of this unfold. She knows now that women had complained about Filbert for years, long before she had ever even met him.
And not only did they allow this person to continue to work at the university, but they promoted him.
We reached out to Filbert's attorney, but they didn't respond by our deadline. A spokesperson for the university says it immediately acted on the allegations it received about Filbert in January. He was placed on leave just 4 days later. And while the spokesperson says the university can't comment on specific allegations, an outside firm is investigating. The results will be made public. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.